T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
We heard from Governor Cuomo today about his comments yesterday about the NYPD response to the looting.
About the management. It's about the deployment, not about the officers.
Speaking live on 1010 Winds yesterday, Mayor de Blasio blasted the governor's remark, saying he had dishonored the men and women of the department. Well, today the governor had high praise for the way things went down last night.
The protesters were mainly peaceful. The police officer had the resources and the capacity to do their jobs. And the results last night were much, much different than the night before. And that's what it's all about.
Mayor de Blasio also says last night was a better night in the Big Apple. He says there was some violence in the Bronx, but we did not see the looting we saw the two nights prior. He says the nightly 8 p.m. curfew will remain in place until 5 a.m. Monday.
The additional restrictions we put in place regarding transportation, we're going to keep all of those in place tonight. I anticipate keeping all of them in place throughout the week. We'll look at that carefully. We might make some adjustments along the way. I do want to say to anyone who was inconvenienced, I am sorry that happened, but it was in the name of addressing a bigger problem, and it's the right thing to do for just a few days as we address this situation and move forward.
Moving forward means shifting toward phase one of reopening. As for the NYPD's handling of the events of nearly a week, the mayor says he believes the department used every tool that was right for this atmosphere.
Things changed on Sunday night. We made an adjustment for Monday. Saw something really troubling Monday night, made a much deeper adjustment, and you saw a very different reality on Tuesday night, and that's where we're going to hold.
After looters smashed their way into Macy's Herald Square, another famous flagship store isn't taking any chances.
Barbed razor wire, security guards lined up about 10 deep, trained dogs at their side, multi-layers of wood boards and metal reinforcement. No, it's not a prison. It's Saks Fifth Avenue, leaving nothing to chances. High-end stores all along Fifth Avenue have been vandalized and looted in recent days. Passersby like Rick paused to take it in.
We got a great police department, but I don't know how they let this sort of happen, because they're usually really on top of it and really, really good. They're playing defense, and maybe they got to play a little offense just to push people back. I don't know.
He says he knows thousands of peaceful protesters certainly have nothing to do with this, but...
You can't believe the texts and emails and phone calls I get from friends of mine say, are you sure you're happy to be in New York? And it just tarnishes us.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at Saks on 5th.
We should find out today whether Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison will press charges against the three Minneapolis cops involved in the death of George Floyd beyond the officer who kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump says he's confident charges will be coming.
Attorney General Ellison has a track record as champion civil rights for those who are marginalized, for people like George Floyd, because Black Lives Matter and George Floyd life matter too.
Ellison's announcement is expected sometime this afternoon, so stay with 1010 Winds. Minnesota's governor has paid a visit to the site where Floyd died. Here's correspondent Ryan Burrow.
Governor Tim Walz met with community leaders at the growing shrine to George Floyd, telling them he's working hard because we can't get this wrong again. He says he's worried about white politicians appropriating black pain and said it's unfortunate he's become friends with mothers because their sons have been killed. The governor took a moment of silent prayer with his wife and even chalked on the street the words, "Justice Now."
At least four memorial services are scheduled for Floyd. That includes one tomorrow here in New York. When New York City enters phase one of reopening on Monday, it'll be all systems go for the MTA. The agency says it will return to full bus and subway service. The mayor says the city and the MTA are on the same page regarding face coverings, hand sanitizer, and additional personnel doing enforcement. But he wants even more.
I want to see that everywhere you go, whether it is in a subway station and on the platform or on the train or on a bus, there are markings telling you exactly where to be. If you're waiting for in line to get a MetroCard from the machine, here's the marking showing you where to stand in line if there's a line. If you're on the platform, here's the markings telling you exactly where you can stand with enough distance from the person next to you. If you're on the subway, here's how many people should be on that train, on that car, and the markings of where you should stand or sit. The same with the buses. It is crucial that every other seat be blocked off so that it's clear you never end up sitting right next to someone. There's at least a seat between people.
The MTA says floor markings will be placed where possible to assist with social distancing at stations. Testing in the city now available for all New Yorkers at 180 sites. The mayor says the daily indicators are all moving in the right direction, including the percentage of people testing positive, which is down to 4%. That is way less than the 15% threshold. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy unveiled expert recommendations for reopening from a review of New Jersey long-term care facilities.
Their recommendations outline how long-term care facilities can move forward with confidence to reopen for new residents and visitors, and how they can best address mitigation, protection, and resiliency against future outbreaks.
The governor today signed that executive order allowing restaurants and bars to resume outdoor dining beginning June 15th. He says the state health department will release details, but their guidelines are likely to include social distancing and servers and other staffers wearing masks. Well, today is Global Running Day. This day is typically filled with races and group running events, but because of the pandemic, the New York Road Runners is marking the day with virtual-only events. The organization is asking participants to run today on your own in a safe and responsible way. Runners can also compete against each other through run tracking apps.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.